mais. Fiche com menos dentes. Vai morrer, mas vai morrer ele não ter tuizot. Ele não ter tuizot ou não ter. Why? Because there is a loche of Yidin Shneir. So, the Rambam does not have to mention it. But if you say, but Nagba Odom Choshev, you could also say Yidin Shneir, but then the Shneir would be an Lachas Mishavet Poti, so it's not Kesa. But if there is an Odom Choshev, so then there is Halacha of Yidin Shneir. Now,
first of all, you mentioned something about
Agav.
How did you use this?
Agav is only to supply, to satisfy the other aloha of Yotzochinu Min Kosher. In Kesef Lod Zeh, but in Kesef Lod Nach, she has to get Hanoye that is worth a put. So by Odom Choshu, it's worth a Shabbat put.
So where
are
we using Kinyin Agav?
So if the aloha paget had been in the case of Kakuris, Agav Mitalkin, then she would be Budeshis.
Even if it
wasn't an Adam Kosher? After all, the Hoshu, because that Hanoi also has to be worth it putting. If it's not an Hoshu, so it's not worth it putting.
You mean instead of Din Shneim would be able to just
do an Adam? No, we'd have to apply the Din Shneim as far as the general requirement of Kesef Kini is concerned, and also the other requirement of Hanoi's Kesef. So that does not have to be Dabke Hanoi that is Mechayev Kesef, but Hanoi that is worth Kesef.
Yeah, how does Adam produce that? That's what I mean.
Because the whole aloha of Adam is that the Das Matri is effective. So here too, as far as the other aloha of Yotzochim Ma'im Kosim, in Kesef Lod Zeh, but if Kesef Lod Nachar is concerned, so then, it doesn't have to be that ke Hanoye that is Mechayev Kesef, but Hanoye that is worth Kesef.
And since who is the one who has to have
Hanoye's
dust? The one who's buying?
Ishe, she's a makler.
She's a seller.
What? She's a seller.
So anybody who sells, from Agav, we know that the person who sells, his Gemira's Das,
that's right. That's right.
So here also, her Gemira's Das.
That's right.
So therefore, Agav would work even if he wouldn't be an Adam Kashuk, because you have this Gemira's Das?
No, but if he's not an Kashuk, there is no Anoy altogether.
So are we using Agav or are we not using Agav?
We are using. I mean, we're not using Agav.
So why did Agav help?
Agav did not help. That
according
was
to the Havim.
I said that I told to satisfy the other requirement by Dushan that Hanoi's Kesef.
Now, let's say, according to the Maskana, that this requirement does not work.
Because there is no Agav.
There's no Agav.
But Odom Choshev, so there is a noise.
So you are saying that Agav can replace Adam Choshev?
If there had been a dinner.
Right,
but there is no dinner.
Right, practically, Maskana, there isn't. But according to the Havamim,
we
don't need Adam Choshev.
That's right.
Because Agav will substitute for it.
Well, if it's not an Odom Choshev, there wouldn't be. So the Agav. So the Agav would supply the requirement of Hanoi's Kesef.
Even if it wouldn't be another Kosher.
That's right.
Why? Because she has Gemira's Das.
That's right. Yeah, but the Gemira's Das does not have to be in vain, the Chinam. It has to be in return. Sorry,
so I understand how you're learning the Havamina of the Gemara.
What?
Because the Gemara says, in the Havamina, we didn't talk about Adam Kasha.
So, Chavashin Davam Minesium. One second. Chavashin Davam Minesium. That even by Naturum Choshev, there is also a nourish body.
And the Maskana?
And the Maskana is, and Masufa said to him, no. By a regular person, let's say, who is not in Rub Choshev, there is no Hanoi altogether. And the Havam Minesium by Chavashin was that even not by Rub Choshev, there is a nourish body.
Now, the Gemara in the Havamina says there are two requirements. We need Hanas Pruta, and we need Agav to be able to transform that Hana into the requirement that suffices for Kedusha. Right?
No, the Hanoyas Kesef has to be, the Aknoye by the Isha has to be in return for the Hanoye of Kesef that she gets from the man.
Right, so we need Agav in order to create that Tefiras Das.
Yeah.
Because this is just a theoretical.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
But according to the Maskan of the Gemara, that Agav does not work by Anisha.
Yeah.
So where, so who's no, creating that Tefiras Das?
There is no Tefiras
Das. So it shouldn't work.
But the Tefiras Das works because of the Mchoshuk, the Anoy of the Mchoshuk.
But in the Havamina, we also knew Adam Kasha.
So. The Havamine Ravashi assumed that even Nabarod Mechoshu, there is Hanoi's Potim.
Okay. Maskana is saying we need a real Adam Chashuv.
Yeah.
And that Adam Chashuv is so good he can create a Gemir's Das without a Kinyan Agav?
Through the Kinyan Agav.
No, Maskana, there
Maskana,
is no.
Maskana, without the Kinyan Agav.
But since it's such an important...
To satisfy the other requirement by Kusha.
Yeah, I understand. You're saying that according to Maskana, since the man is such an Adam Chashuv, he's not a regular person, but he is an extraordinary.
Yeah.
So therefore, the woman has a Gemiras Das without a Kinyan Agav?
That's right.
But in the Havamina, we assumed he's not an extraordinary, he's a regular person.
Yeah.
So you just have a Hanas Kesef,
yeah.
But you don't have a Gemiras Das.
You have no Hanas Kesef altogether.
No, you said according to the Havamina.
Oh, the Havamina, yeah, there is Hanas.
But according to Maskana,
yeah.
Where we need an extraordinary person, so that is good enough to create
that's
a
right,
Mirror's Das.
Right.
So with that Mirror's, let's say you want to be, so according to that, can you be used Adam Chashuv Kugabi Mecha Kumemka according to the Rambam?
You could.
Yeah.
If the Rambam Shita had been like Chashis, the Daloche of Yidin Shneim.
But why do I need Yidin Shneim? Forget about Yidin Shneim. Let's just use the Hanas Kesef.
So has to be a Hanoi that is Mechayev Kesef.
But what isn't Miras Das good enough without any Kesef? Who needs Kesef?
Well, there is a loche of Agit.
No. Oh, but by Becca Kumemker, you mean one... Yeah, let's say you have an Adam Kasha.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying there's an automatic Agav
there. There is no. There is no what kind of Agav is. Baruch Mechoshev Mechomemcha. The Lecheach is another Mechoshev.
I'm sorry, forget about Agav. You're saying in the Maskana I can create a Gemiras Das the same way that Kinyan Agav can create a Gemiras Das, according to...
No, because the other requirement by Dushin that is based on the Zerzakosu of Enkesev Lod Nzeav, which has Lod Nachariya, only implies that the Isha has to be Makhne herself to the Baal in return for Anoris Kesef. And that Anoris Kesef does not have to be Anoris Kesef, that is Mechayev Kesef, but only Anoye that is worth Kesef.
Yeah, but we need a Kinyan to do this, namely her Gemiras Das.
Yeah.
And you're saying you can generate that because he's an Adam Kashuv.
Yeah, but
the
Kesef Kinyan is Midin Shneim, and to generate the Anoye, that's because of Adam Kashuv.
But if Adam Kashuv, Gemiras Das by Adam Kashuv, is so strong it can generate Hana through this Gemiras Das,
yes.
Why can't that be good enough to generate Kesef as well?
No, why?
Gemiras Das.
Gemiras Das?
Gemiras Das is a Kenyan, they call it Darkura.
No.
Yeah.
Not for nothing.
Simtusa. How does Simtusa?
Simtusa because of Minik. But without Minik, not. But suppose Rubin says to Shimon, I
think that Tosis in Ksuvah's book says that if we know for sure the guy is a Miras Das, It will be called without a Maisakinya at all.
Only when there is a certain annoyedness how the din is Choshev.
So by Adam Choshev, you have that.
Yeah, but the Rambam Shiti is only annoyedness is Machayev, not any other annoyedness. His Shiti is the conundrum. So any annoyedness is worth Kesef is considered Kesef. All right, that's it. This is our question. Now the question is, why are the other Rishim Chilek Alav? Why are the other Rishim Chilek Alav? After all, the other Rishim say that in the case of Adam Choshev, so then the Kesef is generated simply by the annoyed. Why couldn't we say he generated by the Alocha from the Shneim? Why is Adam Choshev of Noshman Yid, the Omahu, different from the case of 10 money or 20, where the Isha says to Rubei, you give the money to Shimon, and down the Kadeshes to Shimon. So there too, the Shimon, the Mekadesh, doesn't lose any money, he gains money. And who loses money? The Isha. So it's still Mekadesh Mishneir. So here, Nosno Hibona, who? We should also say, Halocha Mishneir. So the answer is, according to the Adam Sheni, it's not Shayach to say Midin Shneir, because Midin Shneir is not Yalfusi. You see, the Rambam Piti is, and at nine is Yalfusi. That's why he doesn't mention it, the Rambam says, without Mechir. But the other Rishim say, it's not the same Aloha. Oreb is the same Aloha as by Alfoye. So in other words, when the Malve gives the Reb money on the basis of the instruction given by the Orev, so it's considered as the Orev recipient. So if a certain person gets the money, the Kesef Kedusha, on the basis of her instruction, so it's considered as if she received the Kesef. And the Vetnaini is the same Aloha, just as by the Vetnaini. That if one person gives money on behalf of another person, it's considered, giving gifts on behalf of Shimon, it's considered as if Shimon had given his own money, so by Gdushin, Mechire is the same thing. Masha'en came, when in the case of Nosno Yi V'Omahu, so then, we cannot say the same thing. In the case of Temonely playing the Kaddish in a way, Mekadesh is Mishneh. But what's the Halacha for it? The Halacha for it is, if the Levi doesn't pay, the Orev is Chayev. So here too, when the Isha said to Reuven, they give money to Shimon, and I'll be Mekadeshes to Shimon, in case the Dushan fails, because let's say it turns out later that the Isha is Mumi, some Leila, the Dushan fails. So then, Reuven, who gave Shimon the money, it should be considered as if the Isha received it, so can claim if the Kedushin is bottom because of the Shetoyes, because she has Mumu. So then the Reuven who gave Shimon the money can claim the best that Shimon should give him back the money. So it's the same aloche as by Oren. Mashenkin here, in the case of Nosno Li, Yomahu, in case it turns out that Adam Choshev is a Mum, I don't know what I mean. The Lord doesn't mention Mumim, the Gabi men, but suppose it's such a big Mum, a contagious disease like Kishrin. So then, Could the Ishe collect the money from herself? She couldn't bring suit based against herself, that's not Shaya. So really, the aloha of Nidin Shneim is not Shaya. And the Rambam Shiti uses the answers. This is Yalfuse. So really, even though not his wife. So if it's Yalfuse.
Nidin Shneim is a separate Yalfuse.
That's right, yeah.
What's the
mark? The Knaim is.
But no, Din Shneihem is a separate Yalfusim.
Din Shneihem is a combination of his Svora and the Yalfusim.
Isn't, I thought you said it's a separate
Yalfusim.
That's what you said last
time. No, a separate
Yalfusim
of
Lomo. No. Din Shneihem is a separate Yalfusim.
That's a Yalfusim, it's a combination.
No, because if it's a combination. Yes, because Din Ari
is a Svora.
If you say Din Arif,
it's a pasuk also.
If you say Din Arif is a svar, and whenever you're saying in the case of Nas Nahiva Amarhu, that svara fails, then according to the Rambam, it also fails.
I understand.
Just because Eved Knani is exerced to kasuf, but Din Arif is a svar. So just like according to Tosas, that svara doesn't apply.
No, I
according
mean, to if the alfusa component is. Doesn't apply, so the combination.
The Alfusa component applies.
Does not.
Eved Knani is not the problem. The problem which you presented is in Arif, not in Eved.
The Aloch of Eved Knani does not apply to Mechir.
We're not talking about Mechir, we're talking about Isha.
Oh, by Isha, so it does apply.
By the case of Nas Nahiva Amarhu.
Yeah.
So you're saying the problem, according to Tosus, is that Din Arif shouldn't apply here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But according to the Rambam, it also shouldn't apply
there.
So Din Shneihem shouldn't apply either.
Yeah, he doesn't apply because the Isha couldn't be mechuyev to herself.
So your whole Torah was based on the fact that Din Shneihem applies according to the Rambam.
No, that was the Hav Salgadaitar by Rambam.
You said it even in the Maskan.
No, I didn't.
You did.
And if I did, it was a slip of the tongue. What could I tell you? Okay.
I'm sorry, but you said the whole Shikha Torah, and you said according to Maskana, please, Din Shneihem.
Don't tell me what I said. I might have said it, but you know, but it was a slip of the tongue. I didn't.
So then I'm confused. I don't understand. I'm
confused. Why? I'm confused.
Can you tell me how you're learning the Maskana?
The Maskana is.
According to the Rambam.
According to the Rambam. That not by Odom Choshu, it's not Shayach to say, Medin Shneihem.
Even according to the Rambam.
Even according to the Rambam.
And what about Adam Chashuv?
Adam Chashuv, so then there is the aloche of the other din, the other requirement of Hanoyes Kesef. There doesn't have to be Mecharif Kesef.
And what produces the Kinyan Kesef?
The aloche of Din Shneihem.
But so you see, you are using Din Shneihem.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So now we're back to square one because. According to the Tosus, you asked the question, how is it according to Tosus you do not have Din Shneihem, and according to the Rambam
you're right, I stand corrected. According to the Rambam,
Din Shneihem is a separate Yalfus.
Yeah, that's right, it's not a separate. You're right, I'm sorry, you're right.
Now, there's one question you didn't answer, I mean, unless you did, I don't see how you did. Matana Maslo Hatzir, how did you answer why, according to the Rambam, it doesn't work?
There are no uses. Because of the extra din of Hanoyes Kesef.
And you don't but have
Matan Lachzor doesn't get Hanoyes, she returns it back to you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Now, I'm sorry, okay. I stand corrected. You know, I become Shia. I become. I can speak quicker than I can. This is my problem. All right, especially now, like this. Before the stroke, I didn't have that problem. Now what? Oh yeah, the Gemara. Now we have to continue with the Gemara. One more thing I have to discuss. Yesterday I didn't even go over it. The Gemara of this problem of faith. Boyne Shmuel Rav, Chozar Velokom Balimor Shem, Ma omalei mamocha vishen sheni. Kol shvoshit avriyadim. So Rashi says, Choza gazlem ilokho mibailim orishenim ve'acha shemocha v'retech. After Mechiri, he says, it's very strong passion inside. After Mechiri was already king. So the Gemara says, it's not shayach, el nikre gazlene. So it's not shayach. But once the retech from the gazlem was gaine, how can it be bought?
Pirush Rashi. I think I know.
Okay, one second, wait, please. Pirush Rashi. Acha shalom. They near in Yachi Bohana Gazlen Zoha Belikea. Votum is from the Muslim was a hoche, Boka Keche. Elegish Lema had the Nis Kedim Shalom Kadas. When he says, Unis, the Pshat is, Sholachele with Jesus, he saw Shalokham Nigzl, so he anticipated the debt. So it's a strong Kashi against Rashi. So what is Rashi trying? Obviously, Rashi Shiti is that the reason as to why he say, Nichamel Nikre Gazlone, he can say two pshat. One pshat is, like all Hayi Anoi, the Gemara mentions in Shas, Suvez, so according to all the Shemin of Shatis, Haliyanoi is guessing. So here too, true that he doesn't give him any more money, but because of the Anoye, is considered as if he gave him money. But Rashi Shiti is not like it. Rashi Shiti is the Haliyanoi big. The Gemara doesn't say Ayanoi. The Gemara says Nichal Nikoi Gazlone. It's a Nundene de Muchach. That the reason is why the Gazlan does it, in order to get a good reputation. Or that he's not a Gazlan, or that he's a very trustworthy person. So it's at night. If it's at night, Nundene, it's a bunch of 11 and falling. We do not say in the case of a Munin Muchach. So then, even Von Shibalev is having fun. Some marriage can, it's Baal Makreya, that if he dies, so then he is not going to be magneted. That's Rashi. Now, that the Yeshua has the Kashi, there is a stirring between the Rashi here, that is born in the days, and the Rashi that is Zion Amidah. Rashi here says, Chosa Gazlem no compile machine, Leacha Shemachal Lepiach. Then, the Gemara says, Dr. Zayin Amidale, Pshite, Zadne Ute V'yad Maton. So Rashi says, Zadne Ute, in Kedem Shalokach, Nabali, Chozar Mochel Yishach. So it's a steering. Please raise caution. The Goyim says, I don't have the Agoyim Shagoyim.
The top right?
Oh, yeah. So. The Rambam Pirish, Afil Achashan. Why that the Yishua doesn't discuss the Rambam? That the Yeshua does not discuss the Rambam Shiti, but that the Yeshua discusses the stira between the Rashi. Dr. Stolkor says, La'acha Shemacha, and Rashi Dr. Zion says, Kedim Shemacha. So the Yeshua gives a very simple terence. That Rashi Dr. Stolkor says, because a Gazlan will not come by the machine, that was in the Sarkadaita of the Gemara. The Gemara mentioned the term.
Wait, I don't understand this theorem.
What is the theorem?
Because here he does an action on his own, voluntarily.
And they also voluntarily?
No, they are the debt he doesn't control.
Sadne.
Right, sadne. The debt he doesn't control.
So what?
So in other words, all he says is as long as the lokeach will die, he doesn't want the lokeach to get it. But over here, if he goes ahead out of his way
sells the field. Yeah, right. The lokeach died.
The lokeach dies. So he says, even if he dies afterwards, he's no control of the debt. But if the lokeach will die, he doesn't want the field to go to him.
Yeah.
So even if he buys the field before the debt, he only wants the lokeach to get it if he's not going to die in the near future. But over here, he himself sells this field to another person.
Yeah.
So the action which triggers the reason that it shouldn't go to lokeach is his own action. Not something, the debt he doesn't control. Here he controls it.
That the Yeshua does not give the taras. That the Yeshua gives the taras. That Rashi here says, goes out of the lokhom. Chosa dazzle the lokhom by machine, lahash mocha lekeach, according to the Havan of the Gemara. But then according to the astronomy of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, save. Called Nate Aslan. So he can nigh the Yabe Matone, Mandom and Nichole, Matone Naminichole, Mandom and Nichole, Dazlane, Omri, Mike Aslinendoch. So then, according to Maskona of the Gemore, it's not an individual Muchach. But the whole Kavone is not Shaya. The whole of the Muhar is not Shayach. If Kedem is Shalokach Min HaBailim, so he chos on Mocha Mishach. That's what the Kli Yeshua says. Now, the Rambam, what is the Rambam Pshitin? The Rambam mentions that even in the Maskona of the Gemara, Pshite Zav Neulte Yav Matone. So the Rambam says, Afilu Acha Shalokho. Let's see the Rosh Hashanah. פרק טס מלוחס גזילה, הלוך יראו. אוי. אוי אוי אוי. פרק טס מלוחס גזילה, הלוך יראו. לא כחה גזלן. מהביילים אחה שמוכו, כשירצו לו, וחוזרו מוכו לאחר, ואינוסנו מתון לרישו. הרי גילו דייטי, שנראה אצל העמידי, ביד זה שלא קחו ממנו כשהוא יסוצו לו. Some other words, so there is an indication of das, even though it wasn't spoken. But to be muchach is considered like spoken. What difference does it make whether you speak with your lips or you speak through your actions? Now, so yesterday I said, discussing the machlekes between Rabbi and Shmuel, by Kaddish Achesi, so Rabbi Mamay is Chesu. Shmuel Amamoy is Matone. Rav Amamoy is Chizri. Rav Amamoy is Chizri. Od in Midea Shem Dushin Teitzim Vachis. Ibaram Nosan Shem Kod. The name was Shem Kod and Sabon Kavon. Shmuel Amamoy is Matone. Od in Midea Shem Dushin Teitzim Vachis. Ibaram Nosan Shem Kod. So I asked, what's the Sfor of Rav? Why, if the Sfor of Shmuel, you understand, since he's not crazy, he knows Dushin is not Tefes, Bachaisi, so why did he give her the money? Because he likes her. It's his sister. So why didn't he say, I like you so much, and I'm giving you a matone of $100? Because he feels embarrassed to tell her. So he thinks that she'll be more happy if he tells her, I want you to be Mekudesh. In other words, I love you as much as I love you. a woman that I married. But, so, but according to Rav, what's his motive? He's afraid to lose it. At least if it's a diamond, but if it's his use, let him put it in the pocket instead of giving the sister as a divorce. So the answer is, Rav is made that Umdele Muchach is that he gives it to Shimatam. And Umdele Muchach is not considered for Shibaleh, but Rav says, when do we say that Umdele Muchach is not considered for Shibaleh? As long as the pay is not matrish, the das hidden bread. But if the pay is matrish, then we don't say umdele muchach is considered like indicate. Considered like indicate, but he indicated explicitly the other way around. So that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. According to Shmuel, umdele muchach does not have a din of Dorosh Bilev, even if the pay is matrish, because we know what is in his heart. What do we care about his pay? He says one thing and we know that he means something else. He means that it's like somebody who is talking sarcastically, so he'll say sarcastically. He should be confident that no, because he knows what he means. So here too, as long as we know what he means, that he means to give up the first matone, some mele, so it is considered in spite of the fact that the pay is matrish. And Rav told, no, umdele muchach is considered like a gildas if it's not matrish. But if it's matrish the pay, so then it's considered virtual. So there is a kasha from the Yorani Dome. The mission is done that was final base in the Bible says, later in La Robin, or Homin or Muxin, she Trumo Afa Pishena Trum. Shehain shall be smeller, Afa Pishena shall be smeller. In other words, if the Much as the tax collector tries to take it away for the king, and he doesn't want the tax collector to take it away for the king, he wants to keep it for himself. So he takes his way. If this is natural Hegdesh, because Hegdesh was exempt by the law of the Malchus in those days. If that is natural Hegdesh, then all the payers should be awesome. And so he says, if that is natural Hegdesh, all the payers should be awesome. But he said they should be awesome with stamp, not Leila. So then, and the Muches, when he hears the Shvuyeh, the Neder, so he leaves it with him. But in his mind, he thinks that is natural Hegdesh, and it is natural Hegdesh. So he limits it, even though he said, yes, Kol Pirish Leilam. Kol Pirish Leilam. He doesn't say Leilam, but Stam, it means Leilam. If he means Hayim, he has to spell out Hayim. So in his heart he limits it, Hayim. So then tomorrow he can eat all the things. So the Gemara is the Kashi. Vama Shmuel didn't Malchus at him. So there should be an Issa Pesl. Not a Nidor in the Kishan. Omar Abunne, Omar Afrinne, Omar Abkhane, Omar Shmuel, Mucha Shein the Kitzel. The Rabgana Yehinen, Inger, Mucha Shein the Meilah. Shein shall be Zmelech, Vafo Pishin shall be Zmelech, Hechen Elech. Omar Avamrom, Omar Av, Veimea Yesku Piri Soil Omolai, Veimon shall be Zmelech, Kim Doma Yesku, Itzer Alei Kopira Dalmei, Veimea Yei, Idom Ayei, יש לו תמון ממוחס. אפשר תגיד רואי. ואם הבליבי היה, הוא מייצי בשלוש הפסטם. He says, yes, for kolpira shabayla, not layla. So then he can limit it. The other God is feeling, the dvorin shabalevin and dvorin, they got the unsin shan. They got the unsin shan. So the Ram says, Kashalei, die Koma, Nedrinschen, Tumor, Weich, Scheich, Wilhelweil, Schneckleina, Idi, Oma, Jesu, Kyrus, Ilo, Malay, Leilo, in von Schibelev, in Batlung, Masche, Hitzi, Upi, because the pay is back. So it's, so, some Mele, we cannot say, von Schibelev, Dvorn, Unbe, Nimucha, when the pay is back. Kim Gabiuns, Kehai, El Noch Estomekom, Yes, Rupiris, Ilomalai, Dinei, Distomel, Ilomashma, Nekomoke, even though he doesn't say Leila, but Stam, it means Leila. Nekomek, Hanami Leicha, Glekeus, Nishim Bitfei Mashma, Leila, Meayei, Havel Heicha, Dike, Unse, Hachunse, Nifosh, Lidibuwe, דיין קומא, קיבן של יומא בפירו שלהתך. So since it's not an explicitly, the pay is not makrish explicitly the דבורים שבלב, so מילא דבורים שבלב המדבורים, even though the plain meaning of yes or peris ilum alai means לילה. So then, what by the stretch, it could be interpreted, Hayei, some mele, it's not dvorim Shebelev. But if he says, Yesro kol imenon shal bisamelech, or menon shal hekdish, Yesro kol piris ho'elo le'ilom, then we don't say that it's an Undri Nimuchach, because then the Peh is 100% Makrish, the Dvorim Shebelev. So the Kashi is, Hoteine, Alim the Rav, but Alim the Shmuel, who says that Moi Ban Kadesh Achaisi. So Moi is Matone, even though there it's 100%, that it pays Makrish, he said, Hayat Mugudiyashisli, Bimatonism. So it's a kasha against.
Well, I don't see the kasha, because over here, it's not just it contradicts the Umdin and the Mukhav, it's impossible.
What?
You know, it's impossible.
So what difference does it make? Possible or not possible?
It'd be a mecha.
What?
It's not shy. You see, the possibility that it should be a mecha cannot exist. It's not just he's makish. In this world, this
what are you talking about? Are you referring to the case in Idorim or to the case in Bamzi? Yeah, all right.
When he says with his pet explicitly that it should be a mecha, or Harayat Mukodeshasu, it's not only that he is makish what his thoughts. What he says is the whole statement cannot make any sense altogether.
Okay.
As opposed to the case of the Darim, in the Darim, all it is just simply his
what
statement. There's nothing wrong with saying.
What's the difference?
The difference is that there's absolutely nothing wrong with saying that the Nether should be Chala Olam. That statement, Bifnei Atzmo, there's nothing wrong with it.
Wrong but not wrong. But it's
just
an
simply contradicts
it's
that answer.
But
it? In Bava Metzia, it's worse.
Yeah, because it's impossible. Zanisa, she's an error. All right. But
so it's over there,
the
we'll say.
The pay is Makfish anyway. The pay is Makfish completely. Not even by the stretch of the imagination could you say that he meant it.
All I'm saying is, Shmuel will only reject the statement what is Peh, right? His Peh, well, according to Shmuel, we care about Dvar Shebelay.
Yes.
And we don't care what he says. We're in, only in the case what he says is totally absurd. But if it's not absurd, it just contradicts, then Shmuel
and
would
I'm Sadek, what's the difference?
The difference is that in this case, the Bifnei Atzmo, it's not just it contradicts the Anan Sadek. Bifnei Atzmo, it can't exist.
Okay, but we're not talking now about the Kedushin being cut. We are talking about it, whether it's B'teras Matone, and that definitely was his das, be left to give B'teras Matone. So Shmuel says, it is, even though the Peh, 100%.
Yeah, because the Peh says absurdity.
Okay, what different...
But by Nedarim, it's not absurd.
Right. So it's not absurd. But the Peh is Makesh and...
So when it's not absurd, then it can contradict the Dvarim Shepalei.
I understand. And what about the case Hikabosh in Shalei? So then it's not impossible.
How
it's
can
not
you sell
impossible.
A field that
No. Because by the consent of the party, so it's possible. By a hey saying, you can say it's impossible. No one in the world can make it, effective. But Hikabosh in Shalei, so it's possible.
What's
it's
possible?
Not absurd at all.
That you can give the money Mitoris Mekach Lemker?
No, if you agree, if the Nigs all agree, we'll give his consent. Why is this possible? It's not absurd.
All right, you would actually have a kenyan on the land. You can buy land that is stolen and it would really be yours.
That's right, it'll be his.
Like if he didn't know that it was stolen, he would really buy it, it would really be his.
Look, we're not talking about where he asked the Nigs, though. The given circumstance.
Okay, sir. No, but there is a better chance. Even according to Shmuel, who says that we say under the Muchach, even when the pay is matters at 100%, so that's in collateral equally. But by Nidorim and Shvuyas, there is an extra aloha of Das. Odom Vishvuyas, Prat Leyans, an extra aloha of Das. Like the Gemara in Shvuyas, that one Amira said, the Lekim Hochamarat, the Lekim Hochamarat. So one of them, Rav could not say there will be Puchin. So the Gemara says there is no Chiyuv. Why? Because of Odom Vishvuyas, not because of Onus and Kolatei Kulei. As far as Onus and Kolatei Kulei is not fair to say, somebody misquotes another person, is an Onus Gomer. But here, there is a special halacha of Odom Vishvuyas. Okay.
Will you explain more about, does the Rambam say this Adam Shvur?
Of course.
So what does he say?
The halacha of Adam Shvur. Oh. Is discussed in Rambam, Pregimul Reshuas, Kalanish Bashfur, Mavan Menishfuas, Hail, Venus, and his bottom plume. Halochalad. Pregimul, Halochalad. And that's the Gemara in Shuas, and the Rambam doesn't mention Adam Shuas, but the Gemara in Shuas mentions that there is a cost of Chof Shuas, I think, of Adam Shuas, Prat Lomas. Oi. Das Gefallen mir alle. Dann hab ich noch einen Schwier Patson. In Jalan Patson mäßig. Menschen ist haben Menschen. Denn die Leute sagen, oh, mein Gott, mich für Patson, sehr gedamme. Die der Afrikaner, der Rabassi, habe haben keine. Ich habe keine, die kam der Rab. Warum mein Schwier, der Hocher, mein Rabbi, ist es. Ändere. Der Chomarab und Maro Maschwur sind die Hochchomarab. Ich hörte die Kamerab, wo man sich hat mir nein. Und man sagt, ich doch, war nur geschickere Stabe. Und man sagt, Liebchen mehr als so. So in other words, der Nativ Meshege, der Nativ Menonus, der Nativ Yamot, der Nonus Gomor. Nur mal ist er weg. Schwur le Shekha.